One of the biggest shocks in football World Cup history has happened on day three of Qatar 2022. Lionel Messi's Argentina have beaten 2-1 by, have been beaten rather, 2-1 by Saudi Arabia in their opening game. Saudi are the second lowest ranked side in the tournament. Argentina were one of the pre-tournament favourites, and they've been stunned by their first defeat in 37 games. All right, Alessandro Rampietti was watching the game with fans in Buenos Aires. Joins us now from there. A lot to take in. Tell us about the state of, I guess, shock that people must be in right now there.
Absolutely, Sammy. Nobody truly expected this. Everybody came here, woke up very early in the morning to come to this park to watch the game together, expecting it to be an easy match for Argentina. The first step in the route that they hoped would have enshrined the legacy of their biggest superstar, Lionel Messi, in gold. This obviously changes everything, and people here will tell you that the Argentinian team has mostly themselves to blame. They played a good first half, winning 1-0, and also getting very close to making another three goals that were disallowed for being offside. But in the second half, as soon as Saudi Arabia was able to quickly turn the game around, scoring two goals, something happened in the team psychologically. They weren't able to control the game anymore, especially in the midfield. Their coach, Lionel Scaloni, tried to change most of that midfield, but little changed throughout the game. They got close to at least score one goal and try to draw what turned out to be more than a defeat, but really an humiliation for a team that arrived among the favorites, a team that had not lost a single game in the last 35 game they played.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, Al Jazeera's original docudrama series. In season 5, we meet one of the greatest goalkeepers in football, Lev Yashin. Nicknamed the Black Spider for his flexibility and acrobatic skills, the Soviet Union's goalkeeper refused to stay between the posts. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.